Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's that? In the evening would be best if I had to guess, but I haven't done some proper peeping Tom and I don't know, maybe, gosh, it's got to be half a century. Yeah, been a minute. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemy, shall we, in no particular order, say hello to Chris Anthony Alvarado. Not so crazy horse, your thoughts on horseback riding?
Funny. I haven't been horseback riding in 10 years, and I went last month.
What?
Me, my dad, and my sister, we went near Griffith Park. I had the horse that his name is Big John. He's the first horse you see in the television show Westworld.
Is that on his resume?
Yeah.
I wonder.
And then my sister said something like jokingly, like, does that mean he'll help my brother get roles? And then we laughed and laughed and laughed.
Oh, wow.
So that's horseback running hurt my crotch.
Yeah.
I didn't feel at one with the animal. I felt like he's in charge. Of course he is, but I didn't feel like comfortable. And a couple times I did the hit on the side and he went too fast for me. And so no, thank you.
I concur with just about all of that. Don't look over there, but someone invited Caroline Cotter. There's no you in farting. How'd you get started with the fancy ice skating?
Oh, well, you know, is it you asking me or like if anybody wants to do it?
No. How did you actually get started?
Oh. I don't know. I think I went when I was really young. My mom like took us to the ice rink, you know, because we were young. And then we had ice skates that were like six sizes too big.
Sure.
We were so bad. We just like kept eating shit. Mm-hmm. And then someone was like, hey, those are bad. You're going to like break your ankle. And then I got a pair that fit. And then I was good at it. So, you know, I poured a lot of my life and time and effort into that only to abandon it years later. And I have nothing really to show for it now. So,
yeah. Yep. So you started the way every other child starts, with shoes that don't fit.
Yeah.
And eating lots of shit.
That's right.
But there was a turning point.
Yeah.
Where you or someone said, no, you could be doing circles.
Yes, exactly. And then spinnies. Once you move on to the circles, it's really hard to go back from there. The next step's the Olympics.
Yep.
And that was kind of what happened for me.
Okay, sweet. Thank you for sharing that. And now please welcome back Craig Kakowski with his summer hammock reading review. Cacao?
Kevin, I'm in the hammock right now, and my ass is just pouring out of it in those little ropey holes at the bottom of the hammock. There is a dead bird nearby.
Mm-hmm.
My dog is out with me. He's eating goose poop.
Mm.
It's a solid source of protein. I have my book here, just not able to crack it open quite yet.
Why is that?
Lots of fucking distractions here. But the hammock is comfortable and I'm falling asleep. I am falling asleep.
That's so perfect. Look out, it's James Heaney. Papa do preach. Were you ever hired to babysit?
I babysat my cousins for years. I lived across the street from two cousins and two doors down from two other cousins. So I was like, I had a racket going with my family. And they loved me as a babysitter. I was like when there was one time where my aunt was like sick, not going to work, and they literally started bawling, like, oh, James is supposed to babysit us. So she had me come over even though she was staying home, and I babysat. I'm kind of a pro at it.
Nice. And impressed. And last but no more fried bologna, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Dental Dam, your last trip to the dentist, and what were her or his findings?
I do want to make a note on no more fried bologna to anybody. Yep. Just in general, there has been a massive recall on fried bologna. So be very
not
mindful.
Not on the bologna itself, but once it's fried.
Once it's fried, there's been a recall.
I see.
So, I think of the NSA or, but
that's it.
So just be very, very careful with fried bologna, in general. I know it's fair season is coming up, and it's going to be a lot of fried bologna stands, fried bologna rides. Just be very, very mindful because that can seep into the skin. What was the question? What was the...
Is that all also of our bologna scenes? Pony rides?
Uh-oh. Bologna
pony rides? James, this is serious. People are going to get sick.
Yeah. Also, I just got through an hour-long harassment fucking seminar for Disney. So I don't feel safe, James. Thank you.
Sorry.
All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or our patron VIPs. To become a patron as a part of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like video of Joey, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemy. That's if you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our newish email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one, in fact, comes from patron VIP Jake, who wrote, "Hey there, I was just listening to the rogue meatball thrower terrorizes college campus, and ever the pedant Craig Kukowski happened to misuse a word."
What the? Oh, really? Love to hear about it.
That is the precise response I would have bet the house on. He referred to an acronym when what he should have said was initialism. An acronym is something you can say as a word, whereas the NBCKWWC, the National Association of College Kids Who Write Papers, is sounded out letter by letter. As a non-elitist, I suppose a descriptivist approach to language, and clearly Mr. Kukowski is a prescriptivist. Craig, if you want everyone to speak like you, you better learn the damn language yourself. Completely unrelated. Let's hear first Craig's response.
What was the initialism that we created?
The National Association of College Kids Who Write Papers.
Or the...
Yeah.
Go for
it. N-A... N-A-C-K-W-W-P. So the NACWIP. There is an acronym.
There it is.
And that's where I went wrong in not saying NACWIP.
That's
because
right.
That is clearly an acronym.
Craig, calm down.
If I know what an initialism is, and I would have said fine, initialism, Craig, if that's what I meant.
James, we got to edit this out. This is
so fuck off, dude. No, I get it. I'm with you, dude. I'm pissed.
And now his scene suggestion. Jake suggested aggressive apologizing. Regards, man of the people, Jake Birch. Lynn, do you want to send in the next applicant, please?
Of course. Up next, we have Peter Jacobs.
I don't need last names. I'm better off with
that. Then forget what I said. We have Peter. Peter, you can come in.
Peter, hey, have a seat.
Thank you.
Well, let's just start with...
What a nice office. Is this real wood?
No, it isn't. But thank you for thinking it is. I appreciate that.
It looks real. It looks like that kind of really deep, dark, expensive wood. What's it called?
The fake wood?
Mahogany.
Oh, it looks like
the real stuff. Is this fake?
Have you done some woodwork in your past?
No, but I've seen woodwork.
I see. So cute is your understanding of woodwork that you were kind enough to compliment my...
I'm sorry. Did you just call me cute?
I might have.
Okay, well, I don't know if I feel comfortable with this.
With this interview for the job you might have?
I don't want to be hired here because I'm cute, okay? I want to be hired here based on... Here's my resume, yes?
Oh, well, let me take a look at this.
Here. I want to be hired on those skills.
Peter, can I start by saying that your resume is very cute?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Do I like your resume? Yes.
Oh my God, I am so sorry for spilling that coffee on your shirt. I didn't mean to. Do you want to take my shirt? I mean, it's the same interview, right? You go in before me, use that shirt, and then we can swap out. I am so, so sorry. Didn't I mean to? It was a cafe latte. There's a little milk
it's
in there.
It's all right. It's right. I'm fine.
I am so sorry.
No, stop it. I just want to concentrate on the task at hand and prepare for the interview, okay? All right, it's not a big deal.
Oh God, do you want cash? Do you want money? Do you want money? Here, take the keys to my house.
I think this stain will get out. It's going
to
be all right.
Take the keys to my house, all right? Take the keys to my house. Okay.
What will I do with those? I don't want the keys to your house. I'm pretty sure I live in a better place than you live.
I almost guarantee it. Just take the house, please.
I don't want your house.
Please, I can't. Okay? I'm sorry. I tried to give you my house.
I don't know who's next, but I'm not taking this job. I'm out of here, and you guys will hear from my lawyer.
Guys?
Goodbye.
Whoa.
Okay, so he didn't get the job.
I guess not.
I was going to say you two need to keep it down, but it doesn't actually matter since that man just stormed out. So do either of you have a preference? I have Daniel next on the list, but I see you just got that stained shirt, so I don't know if you want to go instead, Frank.
That's my fault. I did that.
No, I'm fine. I can go in.
Okay, great. So you can follow me. Sir, we have Daniel Jones Franklin.
Name, Lynn, is what I prefer.
You know what? I thought you said the opposite. So sorry about that. Okay. So he's coming in.
Yeah.
Hi, Daniel Jones Franklin IV.
Daniel, pleasure. Have a seat. I don't even know Lynn's last name. That's how strict I am with this name stuff. Yeah.
She worked for you for a while?
11 years. Yeah. Yeah, she's the best.
Sorry about this, by the way. Jesus. Some douchebag in the lobby spilled a lukewarm coffee on me before I went in.
Nothing worse than lukewarm coffee.
Well, it's better if you're going to get it spilled on you than scalding hot.
Well, that's certainly a very quick comeback. That'll come in handy should you get this job. Lynn, can you close the door?
I think she did.
Sorry. It is closed. Sorry. He's at the bottom, screaming through the bottom crack of the door. That's why you're going to be hearing him so loudly.
I'm sorry about that. I did the spilly.
Lynn, can you just kind of step on his face a little bit?
Stepping on it.
Well, that worked. Daniel.
First of all, before we get started, I wanted to say that Harold says hello.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Saw him recently, did you?
Yeah. And I hope we're talking about the same Harold because
me too.
You don't like last names.
I don't.
Okay.
I
did see him recently. He got me this interview, hooked me up with you.
Oh, you're that Daniel?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I don't even know if I need to look at your resume. Harold would not.
This is a mere formality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Harold would not shut the fuck up about you.
We are talking about the same Harold, right?
I hope so, because the one I spoke to could not have been a bigger
fan. Well, he's the one who hooked me up with this interview, so I hope it's the same one.
Let's say his last name at the same time together, just for shits and giggles. One, two, three.
Peter Manfred.
Oh, no.
No, this was a different guy. That's
I just
weird.
Wanted to be certain.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I spilled my coffee on a guy. That's a long story. Can I get a refill? I'm sorry to ask. I gave him my money.
What's the question?
Can I get a refill of the cafe latte? Just a little bit of milk in there. I'm so sorry. I spilled it on a guy with a job interview. There was a shirt. I don't know if the milk is going to stain more or not. I gave him some money. I'm so sorry to impose this on you. My name is Lender.
Lender, this is an interesting scenario, an interesting predicament, I should say. Because I have been a customer in my life.
Huh?
Right? I've been a customer before. I've been on your side of the counter, I should say. And like, I remember like at some point in my life, I certainly spilled something and then expected a free refill. But where's the logic in that, Lender? Right?
I am so sorry to even...
Just tell me where the logic is.
Lender. I did not mean to bring up this existential crisis in you.
So I made you a latte And then you spilled it.
Cafe and now, latte.
And now I owe you that?
I'm sorry.
Just tell me what the logic is, Lender.
I'm sorry.
No, Lender, today's my last day at this coffee shop. So I'm really looking for some answers.
Are you dying?
I'm looking for some answers. We're all kind of dying, right?
I'm sorry to bring that up. Yeah.
No, Lender, come here. Actually, I'm going to take my apron off. Lender, hey, everybody, will you listen up, please? Can I have your attention?
What's happening?
Oh, what's...
Hey, where am I?
Ma'am, you can't...
She all right?
Let's get her out. Okay.
Is she okay?
No, help!
Don't put her on the street. She's going to be out. I'm sorry,
Lender,
out the street.
Everybody. Now, Lender spilled his coffee and wants me to give him a free refill. Please raise your hand if you think I should give him that free refill.
I think you should.
Okay,
yeah, that's totally fair.
Wait, what's fair about that?
Well, probably if there was a better handle, maybe he wouldn't spill it. Wow. So maybe it's the quality.
What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, fuck you, dude.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
I don't care. Okay, so Lender, you got one. How about you, sir?
Yeah, I just think it was an accident and the company policy should be oopsie.
So when you make a mistake, we pay for it. That should be the policy. Fuck off.
Well, Greg, today was your last day.
Right, you know. Come here.
Thanks for kissing my shoulder.
Come here.
My other shoulder.
You're beautiful, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, we're going to have a guest over for dinner, by the way.
Oh, on our anniversary?
Yeah, I just figured.
Okay.
If that's okay.
I guess, yeah, no, I can order more Chick-fil-A.
Great. Look at you. What did you do today? Did you run a marathon or something?
I've been training, but I gave up.
What?
I hit a wall. Thanks. There's a little sunscreen on my shoulders still, so just be careful.
So the gentleman who's coming over, his name is Lender.
Lender.
So if you want to make like a place card for him or something.
Place card, sure. Yeah, let me just make a little construction paper place card here.
Just feeling good. Are you feeling this, baby?
A little
bit. You probably have that runner's high.
I have a runner's break. I think it's when you pee and poo yourself and your nipples bleed like a runner's break. It's not, I'm not in that phase of the running experience.
Okay.
Do you mind if we sit down for a second?
Sure. I'm going to spin, and then I'll sit. What's that?
I know you said you wanted to get out of the coffee business, but I just got our mortgage papers back, and the bank says they're going to increase it by 60%. And I need you to get back into the coffee business just for a little bit longer so we can pay off this mortgage. And then, of course, we can start our own hat business where we can live our dreams, where we just make hats for animals.
I told your father I would always take care of you, do my best. And if this is what's required of me, this is what's required of me. Let me call the shop real quick and see if I can get my job back. I don't know. Because I kind of did a big thing on the way out.
Hey, Steve, sorry for just barging into your office like this. I came across this memo you put out saying that we should feel free to contact all of our lenders and increase their mortgages by 60%. And I just want to say hats off to you. You think we can actually accomplish this? 60%.
Well, I think that if we get 40% of the people to spend an extra 60%,
right.
I'm not expecting 100% of these people to do it. But if even some, imagine the kind of money that'll start trickling in.
40% of 100% of the time, they allow a 60% increase. We're high in cotton, as they used
to
say.
Now you're talking my kind of math, Rob. That's my kind of math.
Yeah. Well, let me just put this out there, if I could. Pack your shit and be out by noon. You're fired. That's right. Yep.
Steve, how was work, huh?
You know, sometimes you get too big for your company, and you gotta find a new place to be a banker.
What do you mean?
Mortgage lender.
Did you get fired on our anniversary?
No, not on our anniversary. No, I didn't get. I quit. I was like,
oh, you don't quit. You better find something right now.
I'm gonna.
Hey, mom, dad. You forgot to kiss me goodnight.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Not on the lips with tongue.
Hi. I worked next door at the coffee shop. And I see that you guys are hiring here. I thought maybe I could swing in for a quick interview.
It's kind of the interviews. You need to be referred on a first name basis. So, and we just concluded our interviews yesterday, but the good news is absolutely no one was hired. In fact, we accidentally did end up sending a man to a hospital for he choked. I stepped on his face. Anyway, if you happen to have any sort of like resume or something, I could see if I could sneak you in today.
I don't.
So you asked, so just to be clear, so we're on the same page. You came to me, to this office. You are asking for a job with absolutely no resume or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you have like a LinkedIn link that I could pull up and print out?
You know, I don't like social media. I never really
Okay, so what the fuck is your plan? Do you want to tell me what the fuck your plan is?
Yeah, I thought if I asked nicely that you'd give me a job and I can make some money and then I could pay my mortgage off.
Did you get the 60% increase too?
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, it just feels like you wouldn't be a homeowner.
Daniel Franklin Jones IV. How are you, buddy? That didn't work out. Did you drop my name?
Harold, I dropped your name, but you were the wrong Harold.
Yeah, the right Harold. What are you talking about?
He was thinking of another Harold entirely.
Well, Harold what?
Peter's. I don't know, because I was talking at the same time he said the other Harold's last name. It wasn't the same.
That's scene one. Oh, she did not look like a mortgage holder. Scene two comes to some Matthew who wrote, "Hello, Kevin and company. I will keep my praise brief." And that's the end of his praise. Scene suggestion, sandwiches. If you are ever in Vegas and need a hookup, please let me know. Jesus. I'll put that out there for everyone.
Hi, is this a sandwich place?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, no, there's no problem at all. I was told that you make amazing sandwiches here.
We make sandwiches, yeah, so.
Wait, did you just, I said sandwich.
Right.
Is he looking for a hookup with a sandwich? I can get him from the back.
He asked for a sandwich, like this guy's
a sandwich
square.
Or a sandwich?
I could frame a photo.
I want a sandwich, and now that I'm looking around, I don't see any meats, breads, or cheeses here.
Did you want meats on your sandwich?
I am a carnivore. I'll occasionally enjoy a vegetarian sandwich, but
right.
But yeah, I just see one solitary desk here in this room, so I don't really know why someone sent me here.
Maybe because they want you to become a supervillain named Dr. Observo.
What?
I think he's a cop.
Yeah, no.
I'm not a cop, and I.
What do you do?
I don't have to tell you, even if I was.
What do you do for a living?
That's smart. He's going to improvise, or he's a cop.
What do I do for a living?
That's a good sign when they repeat the question back to you, buying some.
Okay, listen to me. Say that you are an engineer. Say you're an engineer.
I'm an engineer.
Why, like you have an earpiece?
Like a true sort of engineer?
Oh, no, okay. Say you're an artist. Say you do, like, finger painting.
Don't.
Todd, no. Todd, don't say that.
Let me answer your question first. I have the earpiece because trains are leaving all the time, and I just need to be in contact with Central Station.
Because you're finger painting the trains.
Don't say that.
Art is fun.
Shut up.
Which one of us are telling us to shut up?
No, not you. I'm saying this to myself because sometimes I overtalk when I'm nervous. So, nope, not a cop. I'm an engineer, the train kind, and communicating currently with Central Station.
Aliens. Say aliens.
In my earpiece. Talk to aliens. Stop. Aliens?
Why'd you just say aliens?
You think one of us?
No. I'm not saying that you're aliens.
I'll be honest with you. He gets it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You should see
when he's eating. Oh man, you'd swear he's from another planet.
Keep going. Keep going. Don't forget the safe word is banana pepper. The safe word is banana.
So if you were to get a sandwich, what would you want on your sandwich?
Oh, so you are saying sandwich now.
Well, I'm trying to communicate to you. We make sandwiches. But if you were to get a sandwich, what would you like on it?
Did you say sandwich?
I mean, I might be enunciating. Sure.
Okay.
Bring up Stargate. Bring up the movie Stargate, Kurt Russell. You remember Stargate?
How's that going to help?
Well, the aliens. The alien thing. Bring up Stargate. Ask him if you've seen it.
Kind of
sounds. You've seen Stargate. The movie with no, not the TV show. The movie with Kurt Russell and then the guy from
everybody.
Crying Game.
Mm-hmm. Sarge, look, I can't fucking do it with this guy in the van anymore. Okay, I know he's your nephew.
He's my nephew. He's beautiful.
Yeah, he's gorgeous, but he's got the weirdest ideas. He's gonna blow the cover. I mean, people's lives are on the line here.
Who
Sarge
thinks they're weird ideas? He thinks outside of the box. He got a undergraduate degree in studio art. Let him be himself.
Do I need to remind you what my degree is in? Creative nonfiction. That means I make up stuff pretty like creatively, yeah, but it's still also pretty real.
Okay, well, look, I don't give a shit what you majored in. I regret bringing up his major because I don't want to learn anything new about you. But just deal with him, okay? He's a good, beautiful boy.
Call him in? Can we talk about this with you?
Fine. Bring him in.
Yeah?
You got to come in the room, Todd. You can't scream from the next room. That's why I yelled your name.
What?
Come in the room, Todd!
What's going on?
So your partner is being a little bitch. He has a problem with you. So, okay.
Well, I guess if I would get anything, it would have banana peppers on it.
Todd, I just feel like the way...
Hold on, let me take these headphones off.
Banana peppers. Jesus, please. Banana peppers.
We don't make sandwiches. We make sandwiches.
You don't have banana peppers?
They don't have banana peppers.
You seem pretty adamant about your banana pepper content.
Banana peppers. Banana peppers.
Oh, is his gun making you nervous?
Guys, look, the most important thing is that we crack this case of the sandwich boys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really have time for your infighting, for your preferences.
I'm not fighting.
You're doing a great job. You're beautiful. You've won awards for being so beautiful. And now this guy is being difficult. So why don't you just maybe go along with it. Maybe his untraditional strategies could work, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Arch. Thanks for hearing me out.
You're welcome.
Should we get back into it? All right. So where are we?
You just want to jump back in? As if you just didn't have to try to get me disbarred?
That wasn't...
Maybe it'll be easier to remember what you do if you're tied to a chair. How do you feel now? Is it easier to talk tied to a chair?
I think
it's not easier to talk tied to a chair. Why would you think that?
Because you weren't telling us what we asked over and over. So let's try it again now that you have less distractions. Why did you keep yelling banana pepper?
Because that's what I want on my sandwich.
Yeah.
My sandwich.
Uh-huh. So you're comfortable now saying sandwich, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
I'll get the pliers. I'll be back in a second.
Thanks, Tommy.
What's he doing with the pliers? What?
Well, he's not going to apply banana peppers, that's for sure. You ever had your nails pulled out one at a time?
Oh, God. I'm an engineer. I'm a trained engineer.
Okay.
Please.
So, if the next stop were Louisville, how would you say that as an engineer?
Because, Todd, what I'm saying is I will try to pick up on what direction you're going in.
I get what you're saying. You keep saying
that part, but I feel like you don't.
I get it.
Sorry, can you guys do this out of my office? You have your own, like, cubicle. Just please, just get out of here.
Thanks.
Maybe the problem...
Banana peppers.
I cannot hear you with this guy screaming in my goddamn ear. Sarge, maybe the problem is we're all in different cubicles instead of everyone in the office being in your office.
No, that's an idea.
I like that quite a lot. Hey, everybody, get into my office.
Wait a second. I got a cubicle over here. Is that cold brew?
Oh, yeah. You gotta have a full tank.
Oh, everyone stopped talking when we got in here.
Ching, 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 ching.
Hey there.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hi. I am starving.
Great. Come to the right place. What can we get you?
I'll take fried bologna sandwich, please.
Fried bologna sandwich.
Right. Oh, you got some ketchup on your face. You might want to clean the ketchup off your face.
Okay, first of all, watch your fucking tone. Would you like anything with that, sir?
I'm a woman, but thank you.
Anything on the side, miss, with your sandwich?
I see you're touching your...
We got head colds. It's going around.
Oh.
Did you want anything else with your sandwich?
Will you please just spell out what it is you're trying to do? Maybe I'll be interested. Who knows? This is Vegas. What happens in Vegas, you know.
Yeah, I'm asking you if you want anything with your sandwich, miss. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, no, thank you.
So no cocaine on your sandwich.
Oh, cocaine is an option? Yes, please.
Okay, how much would you like?
1 8-ball, please.
Eight ball.
Daniel, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was going to happen to you. I didn't know all your fingernails were going to get pulled out, all right? But, I mean, you got the job, right? You were an informant for a minute. Yeah, that's good.
Harold, I don't know why you sent me there. Hey, I don't want the job.
You don't want the job?
No.
Oh, so now you don't want a job.
You know, I've got two fingernails now.
No, you know what? I'm sorry.
They missed Daniel the thumbs somehow.
What do you mean? How the biggest finger you got?
I don't know. They didn't see the thumbs.
Okay, do you want me to take them out? Or?
Daniel, get him to say more information.
Harold, can you give me more information?
About what? What are you talking about?
General information.
Just generally, just give me more information.
Let's see. Down pillows are goose feathers. I don't know if you do that.
God.
What else?
Does he have any hobbies?
What kind of hobbies do you have, Harold?
Hobbies, selling guns, murder.
Ah, yes,
selling.
Yes.
Tell me more about the selling guns.
Well, actually, you'd be surprised.
Wait, did you say murder as well?
Yeah. These are my hobbies. Let's see what else? How'd I get started in it?
Todd, you want to take this one over? You know.
I just want to say, honestly, I am so sorry for interjecting the ways I did before.
No. Dude, you know what? I'm like old school, and maybe I need a little freshening up every now and then, a little whimsy.
Why don't you go and take peppers?
Hold on, I'm gonna take these headphones off.
Why don't you? Yeah, I'm sorry for closing a door on your ideas. But we're a team.
No, it's totally fine. I get that. You know what I mean? That's just how it is.
You want to see how this chainsaw works, you piece of shit? Oh, my thumbs. Banana peppers. Lower though.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Ah, not beautiful. Like you.
I get it. Oh, come on. Why? Because I have some freak genetics. My cheekbones are right next to my eyebrows.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Come
on. That's no one's fault. I'm a freak, if anything.
Yeah, I guess we're all kind of freaks, aren't we?
You're beautiful.
Thanks, freak.
I'm going to take your ribs out one by one.
No, Harold, no.
That is scene two. Scene two for you.
Scene three comes with some patron VIP Corey Booth, who wrote, Mr. KP, the dispatch center for the help. I've fallen and I can't get up service.
Keep up the hilarity.
All right. So what you'll do is when phone calls come in,
You read off the sheet that we've supplied you with.
Okay.
All the things you need to say to whoever's calling in or right there on that sheet.
Okay. That makes sense. I guess my thing that just kind of freaks me out is like, what if someone calls with a situation that is out of the ordinary? You know what I mean? Would I still stick to the script? Or in that case, would I be allowed to kind of like respond to them in a like real way? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, and okay. I have answers along with some questions.
Okay.
If you were to qualify freaked out.
Bring.
Why don't you go ahead and get that? Okay. Let's just jump right in.
Okay. I'll read this from the script.
Bring.
Hi, thank you for calling Lifeline. Are you okay right now?
I'm not sure.
Did you try standing up?
No.
Why don't you try standing up? Let me know how that goes. I'm on the line.
I'm up. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. And don't forget to stay on the line and answer the survey as to how I did.
Okay.
Bye. Have a great Lifeline.
Hey, sir. Thank you for calling Lifeline. I just want to answer these survey questions. Don't be able to hang up the phone, all right?
Oh, I'm just a little tired. I had a bad spill.
That's
but I'm
okay,
up
sir. No, you do got to answer these survey questions. So okay.
It's not an option.
No, you will. All right. You got to answer these survey questions, all right?
So, did that lady say have a great Lifeline?
Okay. So let's go right to it here, sir. How do you like Lifeline? 1 out of 10, 10 being the worst, 1 being okay, 5 being the best, but 3.
We'll go fives all the way across. Can I hang up?
Okay. Next question, sir. How'd you hear about Lifeline? Was it a pigeon? Did a little bird tell you?
Is that my only option?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's either 1 to 10.
3. 3.
Huh. Okay.
Wait, was that wrong?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Lifeline. Are you okay?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can you stand up?
I'll try. I can't. I've fallen and I can't stand up.
Okay, please call 911. We cannot help you. Have a great Lifeline.
Hi, sir. Just before you hang up, you got to do a little survey.
I got to call 911.
Right before you do that, sir, we're going to be able to just do the survey and we'll patch you right into 911. All right.
Okay. Can we do it real quick?
Yeah, of course we can. So, how do you like Lifeline?
I don't like it. It was not what I expected.
All right. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the best, 10 being the worst, 5 being also the best, but 3.
What's 3?
Okay, 3. All right.
No, I wanted to know what 3 was.
All right, sir, how'd you hear about Lifeline? Was it a small alligator? Not a baby alligator, but a full-grown alligator that was shrunk down by God.
No.
No, it's a 1 to 10, sir. 1 to 10?
0.
Okay, 0. Okay.
Oh, no, I was saying, right. Can we go
zero.
Back to that one?
It's also 0.
I'm in a lot of pain. Okay,
sir, if you were wearing khakis...
Oh boy, I just got done listening to all today's recordings. It's we had some interesting calls today. You know, Carl, we can talk openly here, right?
We've worked together for months.
It's interesting. This one gentleman fell and he said, I've fallen and I can't stand up.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, you know, he was so close to using the actual tagline. And it's interesting how he just missed it, you know?
Well, we can't expect that these people who are suffering are just going to automatically use our advertising copy. I know it was close. It was one word off, but I think it was just an organic thing that he said while suffering.
And I don't want to fault him for that, but part of me I want to punish him.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like a zero alcohol Budweiser? We can keep having this conversation.
Would.
Okay.
The less alcohol, the better. Ooh, all the beer taste.
All right, Dole, you got us all the dispatchers here. What the hell you want to tell us?
All right. First of all, help yourself to any of the NA beer I brought.
Mm. Ooh. Is this an O'Doul's? I haven't. Ooh.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. All right.
So this beer is not applicable.
Yeah.
Do you have any non-alcoholic liquor?
Yes, yes. I have Ninjin.
Okay.
And I have Nisky Whiskey.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me I had Nisky Whiskey? I would have gone for that first.
Me too. I cracked open this beer. I don't want to finish it now. It's making my mouth taste like bile.
I know. That's the thing about old duels. So look, dispatchers. I was thinking, you know, what if we started paying these people, our customers?
Paying them? You want us to pay them?
I'm trying to form my thoughts here.
Oh. What if
we- wait for the noun. Wait for the noun.
It's also just funny because he called this meeting for us. He made us come after work after already home. So I would think he would have something like fully formed and ready to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you made me print out everyone's address. What's going on?
Yes. Thank you so much, by the way. Okay, so let me look through these real quick here. So I was thinking, you know, what if we got back at our customers?
Is what? That on the script? I thought we were supposed to stick to the script, so.
Well, you're new, right?
Yeah, how can you tell?
Well, because you're really good at your job.
Oh, that's interesting. So when people that have been here longer are worse at their job?
Yeah, that tends to be the way it goes around here.
That's so funny. It's usually the opposite for mostly everything else.
But not in here. Because okay. The longer you get here, you get more like you're bored with it, whatever. Sure, sure, I'm saying, why don't we shake it up?
A visit, right? Pay them a visit? Is that where you're going with it?
Yes.
So you want us to do like a safety check, a health check on them?
Okay, why don't I read you one quick line from a transcript that happened this afternoon?
Okay.
I've fallen and I can't stand up.
Oh, I think that was my call.
Yeah, it was, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Now, doesn't that piss you off?
That he fell?
That he almost said our tagline for the commercial.
Give me, thank you. You know what? Just give me the beers. Give me the Nisky whiskey. Hey, give me the Ninja. Hey. No, you know what? This was the wrong. I thought. I'm sorry. I
give it back to her, man.
Hey.
No. Get off of me.
Hey.
Give her the beer back,
give
man.
Me the beer.
What do you want from me?
I fell. I fell.
And what?
I fell! Oh my god, I got stabbed in the side. Oh my god, there's some rebar poking
okay,
up.
It's not I fell and I got stabbed in the side.
Keep going, keep there's, going. Next.
There's rebar poking up from my oblique.
Please and call can you guys. Rise?
I don't know.
New stuck. Girl, do you want to take this on and off script?
I guess so, but he has to call first.
Call first.
I'm stuck.
Wait, he's dialing 911.
Oh no!
Oh shit!
Ah, my wrist!
911. What's the emergency?
I fell and I got rebar poking through my oblique.
Okay. We don't want you to remove that rebar. Keep it in place. What's the location that you're at right now?
I'm at my friend Dole's house. I'm in his garage.
You're going to need to give me an address so I can dispatch 911 to you.
Oh, it's like a red
house. Did I mess
house?
This whole thing up? I messed this whole thing up, didn't I?
I mean, it seemed like when you were throwing it to me at the call center, like it seemed like the right thing to do, but it's gone so wrong so fast.
It all just started to like collapse, implode on itself. The idea wasn't good. The new girl's pissed at me.
Yeah, no, I'm just spitballing. So, you know, it seems like there's lots of names out there for other types of fake booze. I'm saying let's try Vodcant. Vodcant.
Okay.
Would you that drink like a Vodcant and OJ?
I mean, I wouldn't because I like alcohol, but I could imagine somebody that doesn't drink alcohol having a Vodcant and OJ.
Okay.
It would be like a screwdriver.
That's right. You could call it like a screwdriver. I mean, that would be a catchy name.
Uh-huh.
Also, burb don't.
Well, these seem like really negative names for the booze.
Hey, Goofy, we need you out on the floor, bud.
What's happening?
Oh, okay. Goofy.
Sure. He's got to punch in. I understand. Hey, let me run these by you.
What's
I got
up?
Some ideas for some non-alcoholic hooch.
That you want to sell here?
No. Like a company. I want to like a, make a non-hooch liquor company.
You know, it's against Disney policy to talk about non-Disney things.
Yes. Yes, I do know that, but I thought I was safe back here in our...
You know what? Forgive me. You are safe.
Oh, thanks.
You and I were good.
Thanks very much.
Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. What you were saying?
You're pressing on your ear.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the anthropomorphic dog that's been running around here, yeah, he just pissed on my cubicle. All right? Okay. So am I supposed to punch him in the throat or what's going on here? Because that's the second time he's done it.
Why would you punch him in the throat?
Well, I peed on my cubicle, all right? Sure. Everyone just seems like it's not a problem, but we got
a
giant...
Have you ever trained an animal before? Because don't pee, punch throat is not a real combination.
This is why I'm here asking, because I'm like, is it a dog? Is it a man? What's going on?
What's your position here, cast member?
What's my position?
Again, if you're repeating the question, it seems like you're buying time.
Well, I am a little bit, okay, because my title keeps changing, but right now I'm in Little New York, all right, and I'm a bagel sales guy, and I'm just supposed to harass passerbys. That's what my
character is. This is good. This is good. Get some more information out of it.
So you're working in Little New York.
Little New York.
Huh? Yeah. And so...
Give me 1 second. Did you hear that? Because I thought I was the one who was working here in different...
Yeah, sure.
Capacity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just asking questions, man.
Oh, yeah, me too. So, okay. Yeah, back to it.
I'm in both of your ears. You're both working for me. You're both doing great. Just get some more information out of that, okay? We're covering our bases.
Yeah, we all got shit in our ear, Tommy, all right?
Okay. What? I didn't know that.
Okay, now you do. Straighten up and fly right and get this guy's problem out of my face.
What's going on? Are you guys talking to somebody else?
We're talking to each other. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Remember, the safe word is Disney. Disney.
I said that earlier. Nothing happened.
Well, hey, I wiped the old one clean. That's a new one.
What do you mean you said that earlier? Disney. What are you talking about?
I said to you earlier, you know, get out of my face and nothing happened.
Yeah, don't punch an anamorphic dog in the throat.
That's why I came to you guys, all right? I said, what am I supposed to do? I'm coming to my managers right now asking.
What's your name again?
Lou.
Okay, Lou. First of all, supposed to? Not a word.
Hey, it's my character affectation, okay? I'm supposed to be talking like that the whole time, all right?
Oh, hey, you're the kid from Fullerton. Yeah, welcome.
Thanks.
So nice to have you. You're so close to playing Loki. What a bitch that is, huh?
Yeah.
What did they say? Didn't have the face for it.
Okay, we don't know anything on this guy. This guy's just playing a character again. It's the actual Goofy. The actual Goofy is for some reason at the park. This is the guy that we need.
Okay. Ooh, just left something in my locker.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, what are you guys still doing in here?
Oh, we're just talking about a party later on. You like the party, Goofy?
Oh, I like sandwiches.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Wait, what did
now
he say?
What did you say?
What did I say?
Yeah. You like what?
Huh?
You said you like something. What do you like?
I said I like sandwiches.
Okay. No, that checks out. That's fine.
Okay.
What about cigarettes? Okay. You like a nice cigarette?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool. What kind do you smoke?
Cigarettes, booze, drugs. I love it. Sandwiches.
Where do you want to go first? Do you want to go to Magic Mountain? Do you want to go to...
Little New York. Little New York. I want to go to Little New York. That's where I want to go. Please.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
I'm running. I'm so excited.
Slow down.
I can't.
Slow down.
Okay.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Babe, they're doing it. They're interacting with us like
Where
we're in New York.
I'm here.
I'm a 7-foot-tall woman.
Oh,
my God.
Forget about it.
Hey, you two want to play a little 3-card Monty? Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Hey, look at my penis. Oh.
Oh, my God. I think that was his real penis. It looks so real. Like, I would think they would do like a prosthetic or something. Are you okay?
Gosh, so fast. You're so fast. You're so fast. I'm scared.
Are you okay?
Yeah. You're so fast.
Okay. Do you want me to carry you? yeah. Can you get on my bed?
It's so hot in Little New York. Oh my God. It's
God,
so
it smells humid. Like absolute shit in here.
Well, they don't pick up the garbage until Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, my head. Oh my God.
Hey, either of you want a pizza pie?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. What the kind of pizza pie you like?
I guess your recommendation, like whatever you think is the best as an authentic New Yorker.
Well, mama's sauce is good, grandma's sauce is good, and also go fuck yourself sauce is my favorite.
Oh my God. We'll yeah, let's do the go fuck yourself sauce.
We'll have all the right. Go fuck yourself sauce.
The go fuck yourself sauce, please.
The go fuck yourself sauce.
Did we just that'll be sauce,
about or? 3 or 4 minutes. We'll have that up for you, kid.
Okay, you got it. Wait, yeah, is it just the sauce or is it pizza?
Go fuck yourself.
Is it just sauce or pizza? What did we order?
What did I just say?
Go fuck yourself?
You said yep. Go fuck yourself. So
right.
How much is that?
It's $72.
$72 okay, for sauce?
For the pizza.
Honey, relax.
No, it's a sauce or pizza. I'm not going to pay $72 fucking dollars.
$72 for the pie.
Hey, this is a fucking bullshit, all right? No, this is a fucking bullshit.
If you're going to yell like that, I'm going to stop carrying you.
No, go, 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 go.
Oh, you're going to stop carrying me? Yeah, I'm
going
to drop you.
What's going on here? Get off of me. What the hell?
Zip tie.
There's no Little New York, you pieces of shit.
What?
We put this whole attraction up just to catch you two.
That says more about you than it does about us. This is a very, like, a multi-million dollar
thing. I overcompensate because I'm bad at my job and have low self-worth. What about it?
I mean, there was marketing done for years.
We had to pay $200 each for special access tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're taking you to jail. But first, I want you to take this brief survey about your experience being being suspects.
What?
You're going to take a brief survey, yeah. Okay?
Do I need my lawyer for the survey? Or
do you want a lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get your lawyer for the survey.
Well, he's our lawyer.
Everybody else, that's...
It's a wrap.
It's kind of a wrap. Look, you've all been great. I don't know if you knew this coming into it or not, but you're not official Disney cast members, what? So you're going to have to exit the premises.
What do you mean, my little babies?
No.
Where are we supposed to live?
No.
What are you doing?
Mama, please. I have to live on this. What are we going to do?
I know some of you found love here and made families here. This took longer than I thought, and I understand.
I made love and found families.
This guy made love and found families. This has become, you know, an important part of your lives, if not all of your lives. But we're done. We caught the bad guys. You can go now.
And sorry, just to be clear, he said we could get our lawyer. So we are actually from... Washington State. So it's going to take him quite a while to get here to Florida.
DC.
Washington State.
Not so DC.
Are we just going to wait for him to fly or drive? I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait till he gets here so he can do the survey.
I guess if that's the case, I can give you guys 2 fast passes to California Adventure.
To the whole place?
Yes. Until your lawyer gets here. What do you think?
Can we discuss it?
Take a moment.
Okay, close your ears, everybody. That's not us.
Everybody, close your ears. All of Little New York, close your ears.
Close them up.
La 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 la.
What do you think? Should we take it?
I don't know. It just seems kind of... It seems kind of insane. They said they have nothing to do with Disney, and yet he's offering us 2 fast passes to the entire park. I've never heard of that before.
I know, but think of it like this. Think of it like we get 2 fast passes to California.
First of all,
Adventure.
Don't tell me to think of it like something. When you do that, it's so fucking condescending. You know, that's the same...
You never think about it. You never think about it the whole way through. You always like to run into situations.
Okay, just because I'm not a fucking mathematician like you are, I didn't do my doctorate in quantum theory.
Are we still holding our ears?
Yes. Okay, so you know what I mean? So it just, we can't have a calm conversation about this because you're always getting on my effing nerves.
Because you always want to compare our intellects. It's okay.
It's okay. Finish that sentence. Okay,
you don't know quantum physics and anything
like
that.
Which means what? Which means that I'm a big, fat, fucking dumb piece of shit that just like lives on the bottom of a shoe.
No.
Bring.
That's your phone. Pick up your fucking phone. Bring.
Oh, my hand's a little zip tied. Do you mind grabbing it with your feet?
Yes.
Bring.
Okay, here it is.
Bring.
Oh, ouch. Hello? That's my lawyer. What's going on? Hey, Earl, we need your help.
Oh, I've fallen.
Okay, are you all right?
I don't know who to call.
Okay. Well, you have Lifeline, don't you?
Yeah. I have that button. I have a bracelet with a button on it. Should I press that?
You should press that, Earl. Okay.
Okay, you're gonna hang up?
Well, I can stay on the line until Lifeline calls you, but I do need you. Got my text, right?
My foot's getting tired. I can't. Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do you want? What do you want me to do? Just keep it up.
Hello, Lifeline. Can I help you?
Ouch! I fell down.
You've done what now?
I've fallen.
Okay, and
I can't
do what?
I fall in and I can't.
You can't what?
I can't get up.
Give me another non-applicable beer.
He said it. Larry, he said it.
He said it when you went to go chug your beer.
Make him say it again.
I didn't hear him.
You're fucking addicted to these non-applicable beers. You're addicted to the zero alcohol.
You got a problem, Larry. You got a fucking problem.
Well, I didn't catch in the moment. We're going to have to do what we do, which is at the end of the day, we go back and listen to all the tapes.
That is our show for today. Let's thank all of our alchemists. My, oh my. Woo! James Heaney, thank you so much for being here, Brother Buzz.
Oh, thanks for having me. This was one hell of a lot of fun today. I like the simple suggestions that we can go so crazy with.
Yeah. Oh, me too. That's good to hear because I've got nothing but simple ones for the next 3 weeks. Where should folks follow or look you up?
Well, I guess you could just search me on Google as the real James Heaney. There's probably other James Heaneys that show up. You're going to see Seamus Heaney, but you'll know my faces. I'm the one with the mustache.
Well, actually, you'll know my faces.
You'll figure it out. You'll know my faces if you
I'm
do an image search.
I'm a big fan of Seamus Heaney, for the record. But thank you, James,
he's
for
great.
Being here.
He's great. So Google me.
Caroline Cotter, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I want to tell people to not Google me because there's a very successful folk singer-songwriter with the name Caroline Cotter. So if you Google me, you're going to probably find her. Or you could just check her out. We also kind of don't look different enough that you wouldn't think we're each other.
Do you have a favorite of her songs?
No, I've never listened to one. But
I feel like you probably...
No, I haven't. One time someone sent me an email meant for her.
Okay.
Maybe I'll listen this week. So follow, Caroline Cotter Music. If you go to carolinecotter.com, that's her website. So check it out.
All right, awesome. Chris Alvarado. Oh, buddy. Yeah. So happy to hear you're feeling great.
I'm feeling good. Yeah. A couple things. I got a haircut and my hair is too short. So that's unfortunate. I also have a similar thing. There is a Chris Alvarado who's a musician. I think his website is Chris Alvarado Live or his Instagram Live. But I get tagged in his Chris Alvarado is playing on the patio of this restaurant all the time.
That's why you got to stick with Chris Anthony Alvarado.
Yep. Much respect, though, to the musician Chris Alvarado. Mm-hmm. I wish him the best. I hope he's doing well.
Right on. That's very sweet and supportive and wonderful.
Thanks.
Craig Kukowski. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. I'm the one and only Craig Kukowski, but that's because I changed my name for show business. My given name, of course, was Neil Young.
Thanks for being here. Joey Grierman?
I'm pleasure to be here. And there is an artist, I don't know his real name, but his handle is, I think, Gold Star Music or something to that effect. He kind of looks like me, and I messaged him on Instagram. I was like, hey, man, I think we look alike. Do you need a stuntman for any of your music videos? And that's all I sent to him. And he did not respond.
Could he tell you were pronouncing it stuntman?
I don't know.
Because right. You just wrote to him. Jamie and I were in a restaurant the other day, and a guy leans over and says, "Hey, sorry, I just got to say, you're my show business lookalike. People tell me all the time." This guy was not attractive. Jamie on the way out was like, "He had a giant nose, and he was like 60 pounds heavier than what? What is this? Why would he?" So I'm going to say, everyone out there, be careful.
Be careful. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? You could really hurt someone's feelings. Mm. All right. Thank you all very much for joining us today. We love each and every one of you. Please continue to write to us in all the fashions and forms. Be kind to each other, please. And as your host, Kevin Pollack, reminding you, until next time,
Alchemy This.